In local news, a workshop for people wanting to submit to the Fast Track Approval Bill has been held Wednesday evening between 6 and 8pm at the Environment Centre in the Town Hall. Information, resources, templates and discussion have been offered to people concerned about the bill, along with some hot chai to keep the energy levels up. Submissions close for the bill this Friday, 19th of April. And the Rahui has been lifted following last week's drowning in Raglan. Four people were successfully rescued from the water, but a fifth person who was found on the rocks died despite the efforts of rescuers to revive them. The death has been referred to the coroner, and to date, police have not yet released the name of the individual. Ohatira Road was closed on Sunday following an accident that led to the death of a motorcyclist just after 2pm. Pronounced dead at the scene, no further information about the victim has been forthcoming from the police. And the Raglan community has been rallying around The Parlour, the business most affected by the fire on Bankart Street. Anyone wanting to help can make a donation on Give a Little if they look up the page, Help Sammy from The Parlour Rebuild After a Business Caught Fire. And in local sports news, it was a tough loss for the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team on Saturday as they went down 22-10 to Taharoa in wet and windy conditions. Potiki Tupaia, Tohi Maniapoto and Renata Tufangai were mentioned as players of the day. And the Raglan Roosters football team had a good opening match of the season, winning 2-1 against POT FC. Asa and Marty scored the goals, and special mention was made of Gregor filling in as keeper in the second half, who stopped the penalty and did another couple of great saves. And in surfing, the 2024 Hurley Board Rider Club Championships were held over the weekend, with the Raglan team coming third on the leaderboard. Caleb Cutmore, Alani Morse, Luke Hughes, Larry Fisher and Theo Morse were in the surf, with Caleb coming third in the men's, Larry Fisher third in the over 40s and Theo Morse second in the under 18 boys. The overall winner, though, Mount Maunganui's Bay Board Riders defended their title against Tairua. The performance earned them, the club, that's Mount Maunganui, not us, the right to represent New Zealand at the Usher Cup World Club Challenge, being held on the Gold Coast in January 2025. 2022 Champions Point Board Riders from Raglan needed a 5.85-point ride win for the win on their final wave, but also came up short as the swell built and made life tough for each team's final surfer. They finished in third place ahead of host team Whangamataa, who had the wheels fall off in the final after a big day of action. And that is the Raglan news for the 16th of April, 2024.